Begin the current daf Masechtas Brachos daf Tes. We begin 11 lines from the top of the Amid. The Gemara continues with a discussion from our Mishnah on daf Beis, which we had machlekes, three machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer, the Chacham and Gamliel. When is this man of Kriyat Shema? Is it up until the 4 hours into the evening, which is at Seif HaShemur Rishon, like Rabbi Eliezer said? Is it until Chatzos, like the Chacham said? Or is it the entire night, like Gamliel says, Ad Sheyala Mor HaShachar, until the break of dawn? Then after the Mishnah brought the three machlekes, the Mishnah brought him a story that said that one time Maisa Shabo Vana Vachula, like the Gemara brings, that one time his children came home late from a chasna, and it was, let's say, 3 a.m., and they said, Tati, we didn't say Kriyat Shema yet. He says, if it's not a Amud HaShachar, if it's not the break of dawn yet, you still have to say Kriyat Shema. And not only that, even the Chacham, that when they say it's until Chatzos, essentially they agree that it's the whole entire night, but they only said it Kedei L'Harchag Adam Na'Avera, to make a, so to speak, a Gzeira until Chatzos. So the Gemara asks on this story, on this incident, did they never hear until now their shita of Rav Gamliel, of their own father? I mean, Kriyat Shema, something happens every single night, and not every night can you say before Chatzos, or possibly things can happen. So what does it mean? This was the only time they heard about their shita. What does it mean? They didn't know what their father held? So the Gemara says as follows, Hochi Karmeli, this is what Rav Gamliel was telling, this is what they were telling their father when they came home late. Rabbanan pligi alavach, is it that the Rabbanan argue on you, so to speak, that when they say until Chatzos, they hold dafka, that they argue on your interpretation of uveshach b'cha, that it's not like you say, Tati, that it's the entire time when people are sleeping. Rather, it's the amount of time when people are actively pursuing the act of going to sleep. However, on that they argue on Rabbi Eliezer, that although Rabbi Eliezer, he holds that the time of when people are going to sleep is only until the end of the first Ashmura, which is until 4 hours into the evening, for example, 10 p.m., the Rabban hold until Chatzos. But you hold, Tati, that Uveshach B'cha means the entire time that people are laying down to sleep, which is the whole entire night. And therefore, essentially, the question is, as the Gemara says, V'yochid V'ram Halochi K'rabim. And since you're obviously arguing on them, so therefore, we have to pass on like the Chacham, and we can't say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos, because they fundamentally argue on the understanding of the Chiv Deraisa of Uveshach B'cha, that it's not as long as they're sleeping, rather when people are going to sleep. Oidama, this, or the question was, or maybe Rabbani Kavasach Sveil, who essentially the Rabban agree to you. And they agree that the understanding of Uveshach B'cha is the entire time that people are laying. And this that they say until Chatzos, V'haida Kamri Ad Chatzos, is Kedel Harchik Odem Na'vera, is to make, a, so to speak, a zeros, to make people aware of the situation that, you know, really we're not going to let you do it past Chatzos because we're afraid of something that might happen. However, the understanding of this tzad is that if something would happen beyond the flagrant irresponsibility of the person, if it's an einus, and he didn't say it before Chatzos, so then it is still essentially the zman of chiv, and therefore you're still chayiv, and therefore you could be yotzi your chiv of krishma. So the question they were asking was, they knew that there was this machlokes, and they knew what their father held, but they didn't know what the understanding of the chacham shita was. Was it that they argued on the fundamental principle of uveshach b'cha, that they agree that, like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's only when people are going to sleep, and therefore midday rice, there is no more mitzvah after Chatzos? Or maybe that the chacham really agreed to the Rabbi Gamliel, that it is the entire night, because it's as long as people are sleeping. However, they made their shita of Chatzos based on a harchaka, and that was the story in the Mishnah. Amalhu Rabbanon kavosisrei luhu. V'chayovanat, he said to his children, the Rabbanon agree, they understand like me, and therefore you're chayiv. And this that they say it's up until midnight, is to distance a person from Avera. And if we allowed them to say it the whole night, they might not come to say it at all, and they're going to miss the actual Zman. Then the Mishnah continued, that not only this, here regarding Kriyat Shema, did Chacham say that it's until Chatzos, where essentially they agree that the mitzvah is the whole entire night, but even in other places we find that although the mitzvah is the entire night, they said only up until Chatzos. So the Gemara asks, it seems that who was saying the statement? It was Rabbi Gamliel, and he was telling his children that although all these mitzvahs are the chiyuv the whole entire night, however the Chacham said it's until Chatzos. To which the Gemara asks, Rabbi Gamliel, Mika Amar at Chatzos, Diktani Blaizu Bovar Amr, did Rabbi Gamliel even hold of this idea of until Chatzos, that he should say that not only here by Kriyat Shema did they say that it's, although fundamentally it the chiyuv derais is the whole entire night, but the Chacham said it's until Chatzos, but even in other places? However, it's not true. Rabbi Gamliel did not say until Chatzos. Here by chiyuv Kriyat Shema, he argues on the Chacham and says that no, even like a tchila, you could say it the whole entire night. So the Gemara answers, "Hachi kam lohu Rabbi Gamliel b'nei." This is what Rabbi Gamliel was telling his sons. Afil Rabbanon de kamri at chasayis, that even the Rabbanon that say that here by chiv Kriyat Shema that the mitzvah is until midnight, mitzvah sat sheyal mod hashachar, really essentially the mitzvah is up until the light of dawn. And this that they say until chatzos, it's to distance the person from avera. And not only in this case, but even all the these other cases where the mitzvah is the whole entire night, the chachamim made it up until chatzos, but really the mitzvah is really the whole entire night. And this segues into the next quote that the Gemara has from the Mishnah, which said that some of the cases were hekta chalav and veivarm, that it was talking about the sacrificing of the different fats and the limbs on the mizbeach, that although the mitzvah is the whole entire night, hacham sets until chatzos, and b'chulu, and it includes the other case that says that certain karbanas are only able to be eaten for one day and one night, that it says that there, although the mitzvah is you could eat it the whole entire night up until amud hashachar, however the chacham said you could only eat it up until chatzos. So the Gemara is medayik. It says about that these karbanas, that they could be eaten only for the up until chatzos, although the mitzvah is really the whole night. However, ilu achilas pesachim loiktani. However, it doesn't say that similarly regarding the eating of the karban pesach, which is different than other karbanas, it would require its own mention if it would be the same type of halacha, that the mitzvah would be the whole entire night. However, and the chacham would make gzeira up until chatzos, as they do with every karban. Since Pesach, you don't eat it during the day, you only eat it at night, so therefore it would be different than other karbanos. So it should have said in the Mishnah, if Pesach was the same thing that you could eat the whole entire night, and the Chacham would say only up until Chatzais, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. So therefore the Gemara is Medayik. It would seem that the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, Midday Raisa, cannot be eaten the whole entire night. And that's why you don't have to say that the mitzvah is until Chatzais, although really it's up until Alois HaShachat, which the Gemara asks on that Vermini. We say in the Braisa, Kriya Shema Arvis, that regarding saying Kriya Shema at night, V'halal B'leil B'sochem, and saying the Halal on Pesach by the night, V'achilas Pesach, and the eating of the Karban Pesach, Mitzvah Sinachiyal Amor HaShachar, the Mitzvah Deraisa is up until Amor HaShachar. So therefore we see from this Braisa that the Mitzvah of Karban Pesach is the whole entire night, and therefore the Chacham should have made a Gezer, just like they do with all these other Karbanas, that can be eaten only up until Amor HaShachar, that you can only eat it up until Chatzais. However, it does not say that. So it would seem from our Mishnah that the Karban Pesach is not eaten midday rais up until Amud HaShachar. So that seems to be a steer between our Mishnah and the Braisa. The Rosh Gemara says, it's a machlokes tanoim. Amar Rav Yosef loy kasha. Harab Elazar ben Azariah, har Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, v'ochu es habosar b'layla zeh. You should eat this meat in the reference to the Karban Pesach this night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oimer nemakan b'layla hazeh. Here it says in this pasuk on this night. V'nem lahalna says over there v'avarti v'eretz mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, that I shall pass through in the land of Mitzrayim on this night, which is a reference to Makas Bechoris on the night of Pesach. That malahal not chatzos, just like over there by Makas Bechoris, that it was up until midnight that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was passing through Mitzrayim. So here also by the Karban Pesach, when it says that you should eat the basar b'layla hazeh, it's a reference that up until chatzos. And therefore, our Mishnah that's mashma that midday raisa, it's only eaten up until chatzos and not the whole night, to necessitate a gzeres chacham that it would be only until chatzos, is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that the mitzvah midday raisa is only up until chatzos. Amalei Rabbi Akiva argues on him, and he said to him, it already says in the pasuk regarding the Karban Pesach that in haste, which is, what does it mean that you should eat the Karban Pesach with haste? It's ad shas chepazin, which is the time when they were in hastily leaving Mitzrayim, which was Amud HaShachar in the morning, as it says in the pasuk in Shemos Yudbeis, lo yiseitzu ish mi pesach beis ad boiker, that no one should leave the entrance of his house until the morning, which is, when did they leave Mitzrayim? Was only in the morning time. And therefore we see that the Karban Pesach is eaten b'chepazin up until that time when they would have to leave in haste. Therefore the mitzvah deraisa, which is mentioned in the braisa, that the mitzvah and the rice of Karban Pesach is the whole entire night, is going like Rabbi Kiva. So according to Rabbi Kiva, why does it say Balayla at night, which would be like Mashma, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that learns Balayla Hazeh, it's only on by Chatzais. So he says, I would think that the Karban Pesach could be eaten like other Kachem during the day, which is other Kachem are eaten on the day that it's slaughtered, on the Yem Shechita, just like a Karban Taida, that although its mitzvah is also only one day, however you could eat it that whole day of the Shechita, and the night up until the morning, as it says in the Pasuk, B'yem Karban HaYochel. So therefore, we would think that similarly would be that Karban Pesach could also be eaten during the day, just like every Kachem Kalam that has one day, Tamalema Balayla, that's what it says at night, Balayla Hu Nechav Olay B'yem, to tell you that you can only eat it at night, not a day, although it's you do the Shechita on Yom Yudalit during the day, you could only start it at the night and up until the morning. So the Gemara says, Bishlem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you dislike Zeir Shava, Itzach Lemechtav Lehazeh. Correct. So I understand why you, according to Rabbi Kiva, has to say Balayla, that you can't eat it during the day. However, the extra word hazeh is a problem. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he needs it for balayla hazeh, balayla hazeh, a gezeira shavah to say that it's only up until chatzais, as it says by Makkos Bacharis. Elazar ben Akiva, hay hazeh may avali, but according to Akiva, why does he need the word hazeh this night? So the Gemara answers, lamu'uti layla acher huda asa, it's coming to exclude a different night. And that is as follows. I would have made a comparison that just since Pesach is a kachim kalam, it's a lighter level of kachim, and the shlamim is also a kachim kalam, and that is mashlamim nechalim lishnei yom laila echa, just like a kachim shlam is can be eaten for 2 days and one night. In other words, the day that it's the yom shechita, the day that it's slaughtered, the following night, and then the day afterwards up until the night. I would have thought also that the Korban Pesach could be eaten two nights in the place of 2 days. And therefore, that it could be eaten for 2 days, two nights and 1 day. And that is that it means for the day in between, that although it says that by Shlom it says that you could, again, the day that you shechted and the following day. So Pesach, would, I would have thought, would be the same also, that although it could only be eaten at night, as we learned from the word Bahalayla, but I would think that you could have two nights in the place of 2 days, and therefore it could be eaten for 2 nights and 1 day. But not, but Rashi says not that it could be eaten during the day. Rather, that time span won't be a psul of lina, of that it's a time that it's interrupting. So therefore, I could eat it the following night. But again, the idea is I would be able to have it for 2 nights, and the 1 day just means the time in between wouldn't be a psul. And that kamash malon balayla hazeh, that I could only eat the Korban Pesach on this night, which is balayla hazeh hunechel vein nechel balayla acher, that it could, and it can't be eaten on the following night. And I cannot compare it to kachem kalam, that although there's 2 days and 1 night, here I would think I could have 2 nights and just 1 day, I guess, in between, not to be mafsik. And that the chiddush is hazeh, that no, you can't have it on the following night. Now the Gemara continues discussing these two opinions of the machloikis of the Korban Pesach up until midnight, as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or like Rabbi Akiva up until the morning. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, meloisu sira ad boiker nafka. Where does he know this idea that you can't eat the Korban Pesach for 2 nights and only 1 night? Because he has hazeh teaching you the gezeira shavah, and it's not open to tell you that this night and not another. Now he learns it from the pasuk of you shouldn't leave over the Korban Pesach until the morning. And that's why you see that it's only for 1 night, because you can't have it past the morning. Rabbi Akiva, imi hasam havamina my boiker boiker shein. Rabbi Akiva says you can't learn it from there. Because if I would have just said that you shouldn't leave it until the morning, I would think it means until the second morning, and that you could have it for 2 nights. To which Rabbi Elazar amar loch, kol boiker boiker rishon hu. Rabbi Elazar says, no, you can't say that. Because when it says morning, it means the first morning. So when it says lois sirat boiker, it means to say up until the first morning, and that's the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, about, again, if it's up until midnight or up until the morning, and that answers the machlekes between our Mishnah and the Braisa, that our Mishnah, that's obviously understanding that it's only up until Chatzos, Midaraisa is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the Braisa that understands Midaraisa would be the whole night, and possibly exists Chacham until Chatzos, that's like Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara says, V'hani tanoi kanta tanoi, that this machlekes tanoim is like a different machlekes tanoim, again, if it's until Chatzos or up until Al Murashach, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa. Shom Tizbach as a Pesach Be'erv. There you should shech the Korban Pesach in the evening. Kavoy HaShemesh, which is when the setting of the sun. Moyet Seischem in Mitzrayim, the appointed time when you left Mitzrayim. So it's interesting to see that this Pesach is telling us three different time periods, which are not the same. Erev usually connotes the time when it's turning towards darkness, which means between the different time zones of it, from after midnight, when the sun starts moving from the what's on top of every single person and it's going to the west. That's what Erev is mashma. So that's the time between Chatzos, and meaning after noontime, and then up until the evening. That's Erev. Then there's Kavoy HaShemesh, which is the setting of the sun, which means from when it got dark. And Moyet Seischem Mitzrayim, the time that you left Mitzrayim, is in the morning. So how can you have all these three different things? And that we're going to see in the Gemara, that the evening time, which is afternoon before it gets dark, that's the time of the Shechita of the Korban Pesach. Kavoy HaShemesh, when the sun sets, that's the beginning time of when you could eat the Korban Pesach. And Moyet Seischem, the time of when you left Mitzrayim, that's the time of the burning of the Korban Pesach, which is, as it says in the Pasuk, that in the morning the Korban Pesach becomes nicer, it's leftover, and that's the time when you have to burn the Korban Pesach. But it's only because you can't burn Kachem on Yom Tiv, so you wait until the second morning. But fundamentally, that's the understanding of these three different time spans. One is the Shechita, one is the beginning of the eating, and one is the time of when you burn it, because you can't eat the Korban Pesach anymore. So specifically, the Braisa brings as follows. The time of the evening Erev was the time when you shecht it. Ukavai HaShemesh, and the time over the setting of the sun, Ata Oicha, that's when you could eat it. Umoit Seishchem Mitzrayim, Ata Saiv, and the time when you leave Mitzrayim, that's when you have to burn it. In the evening, that's when you shecht it. Kavoy HaShemesh at the Oichel, when the setting of the sun, that's when you eat it. Vad Mose at the Oichel v'hoylech, and up until when can you eat it? That's Ad Moed Tzeischem Mitzrayim. That's until the time of when you leave Mitzrayim. And that's, like Rashi says, that's the understanding of Rebbe Kiva, which he holds that this man of Achila of Karban Pesach is up until the morning. That's the last man of Tzeischem Mitzrayim. But the Tanakama, he holds up until Chatzos Laila is this man of Achila, and not anymore like Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah. Because if not, what would be the difference between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua? So obviously that the machloikis that we have between Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah and Rebbe Kiva is the same machloikis we have over here, and the understanding of Admoid Seischem Mitzrayim, if that's the time of when the burning is, but you can't eat it up until then, you can only eat it up until Chatzos. Or it's like Rebbe Yeshua that says that's the time up until when you can eat. Again, that's like Rebbe Kiva who holds that the mitzvah of Karban Pesach Mederaisa is the whole entire night. So now, the Gemara wants to understand the yisoid of the machlokes. Amar Bab, hakol moedim kishenigalu yisur mimitzrayim loy nigalu el be'erev. Everybody agrees that, and this is the understanding of Reb Kiva himself agrees, that the night from midnight on was the time of chippazon for Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim, the Egyptians wanted to get the Jews out of Mitzrayim. That was already started at the evening time, already from Chatzos, because then they said, get out, they gave permission. Right, as everyone knows, Paro was running around saying, let the Yidden out. Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, Yitziach Hashem Alekechem Mitzrayim Laila. Hashem, your God, let you out of Egypt at night. So everyone agrees that essentially at midnight already they were free. However, Kshiyatzu LeYatzu B'Yem, and everyone agrees that when did they leave? They only left during the day. Shenem, Mimachar Sapesach Yatzu B'Nei Yisrael B'Yad Yirmah. That the following day, that's when the Klal Yisrael went out with an outstretched hand. So Aman Nechleku, so then what are they arguing about? If everyone agrees, so why are they arguing? That's Ashas Chippazon. They're arguing about the understanding of what it means that with haste, that that's how they left Mitzrayim, and that's the understanding of the Karban Pesach, up until when you could eat it. They argue on that. When it says that you could eat the Karban Pesach b'chipazin, with haste, it means the chipazin of the Mitzrayim, which was the makas of Bechayim, that through that makas of Bechayim at midnight, so the Mitzrayim were with haste, they were trying to get the Jews out of Mitzrayim, so therefore he holds, you could only eat the Karban Pesach up until Chatzos, because it's the reference to that chippazon of the Egyptians. Reb Kiva Sova, my chippazon Yisrael means the haste of the Yidden, which was, they didn't listen to Mitzrayim to leave up until the following morning, as they had the tzivah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, the machloik is about what the chippazon of Karban Pesach, up until when you could eat it. If it's chatzais, it means like the chippazon of the Mitzrayim to get the Jews out, or it means the chippazon of the Jews, which was when they left, that's up until the morning time, and that's the machloik is between Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah and Rebbe Kiva. Tanya Mahachi, we learn similarly in the Brayso, so it's the Acha Hashem Lekechem in Mitzrayim Lala, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem your God took you out of Mitzrayim at night. To which the Brayso asks, V'chi b'layla yatzu v'aloy lo yatzu b'yam? Did they leave at night? They only left during the day. Shenem mimachras ha-pesach g'yotzu b'nei sobiyad r'ma, that the following day is when they left. El malamet sheschilu lehem gu'ula mibe'erev. Rather, it's teaching you that the gu'ula started from the evening, as we said before. That everybody agrees that there were two stages to the gu'ula from Mitzrayim. At night was when they had permission to leave, when the chepazin of the Mitzrayim, and when they actually left was the chepazin of Yisrael, was the following morning. And the machlekes between Rebbe Lezer ben Zayin and Rekiva about what is the understanding of this man of Karban Pesach depends on how we understand the chepazin, whose chepazin are we referring to. So now the Gemara continues with the timing of the gu'ula that we're speaking about. It said over there, right before they left, Daber no ba'ozni ha'am, that you should speak in the ears of the nation Hashem told to Moshe. And as the pasuk continues over there, Yishalu ishmei esri eyu, b'ishmei esri usa, klecheso, klezav, that all the men should borrow from their friends, and the women should borrow from the Egyptian friends, all different types of gold and silver, to be taken this out when they leave Mitzrayim. So the Gemara explains, Amrei Daber Yanai, ein no el lashon makasha, the word no, please, is always a word that denotes appealing, a bakasha. So why is it saying that please beg the Yidden to go to ask and take money out from the Mitzrayim when they leave Egypt? So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Bebakasha Mimcha, I beg of you, V'Amalei L'Yisrael, that you should go ahead and tell Klal Yisrael, Bebakasha Mikem, that I beg of you, Sha'alo Mimitzrayim Klei Chesav Klei Zav, go borrow from the Egyptians silver and gold vessels, Shlo Yoimer Oisei Tzadik, and they return to Amid Beis, that Tzadik, in the reference to Avraham Avinu, shouldn't say as follows, that you makayim in the Jews, in my children, in my enekloch, the part of your commandment that they should enslave them and they should work them hard. And that's what happened in Mitzrayim. However, but you didn't fulfill the idea of that then afterwards they left with a great amount of wealth. right? And that's why he was concerned that if they're going to be leaving, you make sure they take all the gold and silver of the Jews that Avraham Avinu shouldn't say. To which the Mefarshim say, what do you mean? And if not for Avraham Avinu saying, he wouldn't have done it. So there's many truths in the Mefarshim. One of them is specifically that by the Kriyas Yamsev, they were going to get greater. But the idea is that that's why he said, no, I beg of you that because of Avraham Avinu's sake, that they should have to leave with a bunch of silver and gold. So Amru Loi, so the Yidden told Moshe Rabbeinu the following. That let it just be that we ourselves leave. Forget about telling us to take money. Mashallah Adam, this can be compared to a person, Shaykhavish Bebesasum. He was in jail and he was entrapped in jail. And people were telling him that tomorrow they're going to take you out of jail. And not only that, but they're going to give you a lot of money. And he tells those people, I beg of you, take me out today and I don't ask anything. And that's the same idea that the Yidden was saying, look, we don't need the money, just take us out now. Stop promising us that we're going to get great wealth. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed Bakasha, because the Yidden wouldn't want it. And therefore, Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avtacha, possibly that would be already a Kiyum, because they're Moichlent. But because of Avraham Avinu's sake, he said, please beg them to go ahead and take the money that can be Mekayim, V'achachen Yetzu B'chirsh Gadol. The Pasuk over there says, when they went to borrow from the Mitzrayim, it says, V'yishilum, that they lent them. So there's an end of mem, this mem sofit, that ends, V'yishilum, that they lent them. It sounds like something of force, that they made them lend. So the Gemara explains as follows, Amachloikis. Amr Rab Ami, Melamet Shesh Ilum Bal Karchem, it teaches that they made them lend against their will. However, there's a Machloikis exactly against whose will. Igad Ami Bal Karchem, it means against the will of the Egyptians, which is understandable, they didn't want to lend out their stuff. The Igad Ami Bal Karchem, the Israel, some say it means against the will of the Jews. And that is Manda Amr Bal Karchem, the Mitzriyim, the Chsiv, the Nevas Bayis, Unevas Bayis, and the dweller within, Techalik Shol, he will apportion the booty, and that is that, in other words, he had to take off from what was his own. That's what the Pasuk says, that although that it was inside his house, he had to give it out to the Jews, although he didn't want to. Mandam b'karchem the Yisrael, what's the understanding? Why would it be against the will of the Jews? Mishum masle, because of the burden, and that is because they would have to be leaving with all these packages, although it was silver and gold, they just wanted to get out, it was a burden to them, so either it means against the will of the Jews or against the will of the Mitzrayim. So the Pesukim over there say that v'yinatzlu es Mitzrayim, they emptied out Egypt. They totally took everything. So the Gemara gives two interpretations of what this is compared to, and the word v'yinatzlu. Amreb ami malamecha asuo k'mitzudesh im badogam. This teaches you that they made the Egyptian land like a trap that has no grain in it. And that is the way that the bird catchers work, is that they put some grain under the trap so that the bird should come and get trapped. And when there's no grain, so there's no birds coming there, so too they emptied out Mitzrayim from all the money and no one was coming there. There was no more commerce. And that is the word mitsuda, although there's a dalet and not a lamed, a lot of times the words are interchangeable. So that's the mitsuda comes from the same word of v'inatzlu. V'Rish Lakish Amar, more similar etiology, is he says, esu k'mitzula shem badagim, that they made it into the depths that have no fish, and that is just like the depths of the sea, that although on the surface there's food there, and therefore there's fish over there, however in the deep depths there are no fish, that's how they made Mitzrayim. Natzlu is from the word Mitzula, they made it into the depths, that there's no fish there, there was nothing left in Mitzrayim, they totally emptied out. So in Mitzrayim, when Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to go ahead and redeem Klal Yisrael, he said, tell them, that he said, and they're going to ask, what is his name? So he says, tell them that Eka Sheka, say that I am as I shall be. And that's what he said he should tell them. So the Gemara explains, what does this name refer to? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Leich Amalem LeYisrael, go tell the Yidden as follows. Ani Hayisi Imochem B'Shibitzeh, I was with you in this subjugation, don't think you were alone. And Vani Eye Imochem B'Shibit Malchis, I'm going to be with you in the other subjugations, do not fear what's going to happen. That's Eka Asha Eka, I am who I, and as I shall be, I will always be there. So Moshe responded, Amal Afanir Rabbein Shalom, Dai Letzar B'Shaita, as the famous phrase is that, enough to start in its time. What are you doing and telling them about future times they're going to be in Sheba, in Malchus, they're going to be in subjugated. Forget about it. You're worrying them about what's going to be at a future time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told him, Leich Emelahem, Eka Shulachan Elechem. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed, which Rashi Al-Atar explains that it didn't change, as Moshe misunderstood. But the idea is, so he changed it and he said that Eka Shalacham, he only said the word Eka one time, say that that's the one who sent me, that I was with you throughout this whole entire Golis and don't think you were alone. So the Gemara continues with another repetitive statement, just like it's Eka Asha Eka. So Eliyahu HaNavi on Har HaKamel, he said, Aneini Hashem, Aneini Hashem, answer me, answer me. So what's this repetitive, what's redundancy? Amar Bavo, lamo amaliyo, anein the base palm. Why do you say it twice? What do you need to be responded twice from Hashem? Malamet shama eliyo lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eliyo told HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following. Rebbein Yishulam, aneini shetered eshem in the Shemaim. Answer me that fire should come from heaven, v'techel akol asher al mizbech, and everything that's on the mizbech that I'm bringing to you in front of all the yidin here and in competition with the Evdei HaBaal should be consumed. And the second request is, v'aneini shetesir daitam, and I request you that you should answer me that their attention should be diverted. And that is that they shouldn't have a conspiracy to conspire and to say that, that it was Kadesh Lemer Maisik Shafim, and they shouldn't say there was witchcraft. Shenemet says in the Pasig, Va'ata hasi boises lib macheranis, that you will turn their heart back, and that you shouldn't allow them to, so to speak, find a way out of this great unbelievable nest, and saying there was really witchcraft, and it wasn't true HaKadosh Baruch Hu causing this nest, and as it was, and Eliyahu convinced the Klai so that that he was correct against the Evdei HaBaal. The Gemara now continues with the second mission in our Perek, discussing, up until now we were discussing the Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, the evening Kriyat Shema. Now the Gemara continues with Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. Meimis HaKoyin Shema B'Shachris. From when can we say the Kriyat Shema in the morning? So the Gemara says, Mishayakir Ben Chelis Lam, when you could distinguish between blue wool and white wool, that's the man already when that's a distinguish that you can make from when the sun is up. That's the time you can begin to say the morning Kriyat Shema. It has to be that you could tell the difference between blue wool and leek green. So that's a finer difference than the Tanakhama said. And that's the machlokes, it has to be between blue wool and white or from blue wool and leek green. Up until when can one say the morning Kriyat Shema? So the Mishnah says, Adan Etzachama until sunrise. And past sunrise, you can't say Kriyat Shema anymore. Rabbi Shua Omer, Ad Shalosh Shos, you could say it up until 3 hours into the morning. Shekin Derech Malachim Lamed B'Shalosh Shos, and the reason is because since the Derech from kings are, that because of their royalty that they get up at a later time, and that's up until 3 hours into the morning, therefore that's already included in the Zman of Uv Kumecha, that people are still getting up then. So therefore, you could say Kriyat Shema up until that time. However, the Mishnah ends, HaKari Mekam Ve'eluch Lo Yifzit Ka'od Makari B'Torah. However, whoever says Kriyat Shema past the Zman of Kriyat Shema, which is 3 hours into the morning, he doesn't lose. It's like somebody that's reading from the Torah, because since the parashah is a Kriyat Shema, a parashah is from the Torah, so at least you get the Schar of Talmud Torah, but you're not going to get the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara discusses the different opinions of our Mishnah. My Ben Chelis Alavim, what does this mean to tell the difference, to distinguish between blue wool and white wool? And that's when you could start saying the morning Kriyat Shema. Ilema bein gavava d'amr chivra legavava d'amr tchad. If you say it means the difference between a bundle of white wool and a bundle of blue wool, habaleli nami made the other. Even at night you could tell the difference. Even if it's dark, one's blue and one's white. What does it take any sunlight to be able to be a zman of a Kriyat Shema? You could tell even at the nighttime. Rather, the Gemara says ela bein chelis shaba lelavin shaba. Rather, it means to say if you have a bundle of wool that was dyed blue. However, some of the places, it settled in more deeper than in other places. As we know, when you dye something or we get a stain, some places are stronger than others. So it means in the places where that actual piece of wool got blue and other places that are white, that means you have to be able to differentiate in one piece itself. That takes a certain amount of sunlight, and that's the time when you can begin to say the morning Kriyat Shema. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that discusses many different tanoim and the machlokes of when you could begin to say the zman of Kriyat Shema in the morning. Tanya. Remeya Omer, Mishayakir ben Ze'ev LeKelev. When you can tell the difference between a wolf and a dog, that's the time where you can begin to say the morning Kriyat Shema. There's different differentiations that are necessary for the beginning of Zman Kriyat Shema. Reb Kiva Omer, ben Chamor LaArud. That you have to be able to tell the difference between a donkey and a wild donkey. Bacher Omer, and others say, Mishayiris Chaveri Rochik Dalar Amis Yekren. That you could see your friend at a distance of 4 Amis, which is around 8 feet, and you could recognize him. And the Gemara says, "And Ravun Alocha Kachem, the Alocha is like these Achirim." That the opinion is that you have to be able to tell your friend 4 Amos away, and that's when this man of Kriyat Shema begins. Amar Abayas. Abayas says he argues, and he says, "L'Tfilin Kachem," that the Halacha for Tfilin is like Achirim, and that is the beginning Zman of Hanochas Tfilin is from when people could recognize their friends Dalar Amos away. However, L'Kriyat Shema Kavasikin. But for Kriyat Shema, it's like Vesikin, which Rashi says of Vesikin were people, humble people, and they were mechavev mitzvahs. They really appreciated the mitzvahs and loved them. As the Gemara says, Dam Rabbi Yechon, the Vesikin who you goyim in oisim on Netzachama, that these Vesikin, these people, they used to finish their Kriyat Shema with Netzachama. And as the Gemara brings, Tanya Mahochi, Vesikin who you goyim in oisim on Netzachama, why would they finish their Kriyat Shema with Netzach Hama by sunrise. The reason is Kadesh Yismach Geula LeTvila, so that they should be samech their Geula, which are the parshas of Shema, to their Shemayin Esther, to their Tvila. But Nimtzim Espal Bayam, and it comes out that they daven at the morning, in other words, by Netzach Hama, which everybody agrees is day. They wanted to start right as soon as they could, which is from Netz. Therefore, they would say their Krishma right before that. That was the time of Asikin, and that's what Abaye says. Halacha is you could begin saying Krishma by Vesikin, which is a little bit before Netzachama. So Amar Bzeira Mikra, what's the pasuk that tells us that it's a mitzvah to be mispal with Netzachama like Vesikin used to do, that you should be able to say Shema Nesei the moment Netz begins, and therefore you have to say Krishma right before that. As it says in the pasuk, Yiru'ucha im Shemesh, they will see you with the sun. For Lifnei Yerech Dardarim, and in front of the moon, for generations. So we see that it's during the time, when do the people have fear from you? When are they Yeru'ucha? It's when the Mekabalah on them, the Ma'achos Shemayim, which is the parashas of Shema, that's Im Shemesh, that's with the sun's coming, that's when they're saying the Krishma, and then therefore right after Netz is the time of when they say the Amida, when they say Shemayin Esrei. Taisus discusses an interesting thing from the different Gemaras that we learned. It said earlier in the Gemara that after Amud HaShachar is the time when you could begin saying the morning Krishma. And a little bit further, the Gemara says that the halacha is like Yeshua, there's up until 3 hours into the morning. And here Abaye says that, and Abaye is a Baster, which is he's a later Amora, and the halacha is like him, that he says this man of Krishma is Kivasikin, and it's Mashma that that's the halacha. How do we resolve all these three different opinions? So Taisa says that it's definitely that the Zman of Krishma starts after Amud HaShachar, after the break of dawn. And this man lasts up until 3 hours into the morning. However, the mitzvah, in the mufcha, the ultimate way of doing the mitzvah is like Vesikin, which is right before Netzachama, then you can be Semach Geula Tefillah. However, Taisa says that even Vesikin are, they're made to Reb Yeshua, that if you didn't say Krishma before Netzachama, that definitely you could say it up until 3 hours into the morning, and on that Taisa says, Valzeh Anu Semchan, and that's what we rely on when we say our Krishma up until 3 hours into the morning. The Gemara continues now with this topic about being Semach Geula Tefillah that we just mentioned. He said this testimony in the name of the holy Kehila, the congregation in Yerushalayim, that kala seimech geula tefila, eina nizik kol yom kula. Whoever is seimech, whoever puts it close, his kriyishma, his geula, to the tefila, to the Shemayin Esrei, he doesn't get any damages, doesn't get injured in any way the whole entire day. To which the Gemara says, Amar Bzeir Ini, is that so? V'ano samchivitzki, I was seimech geula tefila, and I got damaged. How can you say this general rule? So Amalei b'mayitzakti says, and what was your damage? The amtoyis asal b'malka, that you had to bring myrtles to the house of the king. So he says, hasam nami mevoyaloch lemeiv igra lemechz abamalka. It wasn't damages that you had. It was necessary for you, and it's mandatory that you should give money to be able to see the face of the king. It wasn't a punishment. It was only a way for you to get something that you had to do anyway, and expenditures of money was necessary. And why was it necessary to see the face of the king? A person should always run in place to see the Jewish kings. However, it's not only for the Jewish kings, but even to see the non-Jewish kings. And the reason for this is, because if he will merit, which means if he's going to merit, to see the gedula, the greatness of Klal Yisrael, Yavchin bin Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Akam. He'll be able to differentiate the difference between the Jewish kings and non-Jewish kings. So it's almost necessary to see the non-Jewish kings so that you could realize how much greater is the reward, is the covet for the Malchi Yisrael over the Malchi Akam. So therefore, it wasn't damages that you have. If you're Semach Geula Tefillah, you won't be Nizak. And this that you had to bring the myrtles was almost an excuse from Shemayim that you should be able to see the Malchi Akam, and that's because it's necessary for a person to do that. Now the Gemara continues with the idea about being Semach Geula Tefillah. Amalei Rebbe'lah li Le'ula. Ki Eilis Lahasam, when you go up there to Eretz Yisrael, Shaol B'Shloma de Rav Bruna Achi. Go and find out about how my brother of Bruna is doing. And that's B'maimit Kol Chabura, and it'll be amongst all the different B'nai Aliyah that are there in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Adam Gadol Hu V'Sameach B'Mitzvahs. He's a great person, and he rejoices about mitzvahs. That's why you should try to seek him out and see how he's doing. And he said, not only that he's so great, Zimna Chada Samach Geula Tefillah, one time he was Samach Geula Tefillah, and a smile did not leave his face the whole entire day. You see how much he was Mechav the Mitzvahs, and therefore he's someone great that you should seek out, which Taisa asks, what do you mean, everybody's Samach Geula Tefillah? So what was this great Chiddush, Rav Bruna, he didn't, the smile didn't leave his face all day, and how he's saying that a person won't have any hezek if he semach gula tefillah. Everybody does this when they go to shul. So he says, Yeshlema, what it means is, whoever semach gula tefillah kivasikin, that he says Krishma before Netzachama, and the tefillah comes after Netzachama, that type of person won't have any hezek. And that was what Reb Brunner had done, that his smile didn't leave his face all day, and that's why many people have the minig to daven kivasikin, because of its great skulais and what it stands for. So the Gemara now discusses that Heichi Matzei Samech, how is it possible? We mentioned that you should be Samech Gula Tefillah. How is it possible to be Samech them, to have them write one after the other? That before a person starts his Amidah Shemayin Esri, he says, Hashem, please open up my lips. And after Shemayin Esri, that let it be willing in front of you the words of my mouth. So therefore it's a hefsik. How could a person even be Samech Gula Tefillah? You don't go straight from the Briachas Kriya Shema into the Shemayin Esri. You have a hefsik of this pasuk. So the Gemara answers, Amar Yabalasa Tehei B'Tefillah Shel Arvis, that this Maimer of Rabbi Yochanan, that an individual says Hashem Sefasei Tiftach before he begins Shemayin Esrei, that was talking about Ma'ariv. We're not concerned about being Semach Geula Tefillah, because Geula was really in the morning, that's when they left Mitzrayim. So therefore at night is when he said Hashem Sefasei Tiftach, but by Shachris or Mincha, but by Shachris we have to be Semach Geula Tefillah. There, a person does not say Hashem Sefasei Tiftach before he begins Shemayin Esrei, because you have to be Semach. Twitch the Gemara asks, can it really be that he said Hashem Tzvasai at night, because there you don't have to be Semach Gula Tefillah? V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan himself said, Zehu ben Oilam Haba, who's a ben Oilam Haba, an individual that lives in the world to come, Zehu Semach Gula Shel Arvis, L'Tefillah Shel Arvis, is that you are Semach Gula Tefillah even by Ma'ariv. So the Gemara says, no, Elo, Amar Rabbi Lazar Tehi Tefillah Sam Mincha. The first teretz the Gemara gives is that Hashem Tzvasai Tefillah is only said by Mincha, but by other tefillahs. You don't say Hashem Tzvasai Tefillah because it will interrupt the Smichas Geula Tefillah. And that's why by Mincha time is the only time we say Kishem Hashem Ekro, by Musaf, because there is no being Semach Geula Tefillah, and therefore we're not concerned about Hefzik. However, the second teretz of the Gemara is the meaning that we're knowing like Rav Ashi Amar Afilah Teima Kulu, and that we see Hashem Tzvasai Tefillah by Odesh Meneses. However, Kivin the Kavura, Bonan, Bitvilo, Kivchil al Rukhdidam, since they instituted it as part of the Shemayin Esrei, it has a din like a long, an extension of the Shemayin Esrei, and therefore it's not considered a hefsik. And I'll prove it to you, he says. The Eloi Temahachi, if we don't say that that's not considered a hefsik because it's part of it, it's an addendum. Arvis Hechimatisim, how can you ever be Semach Gula Tefillah by Ma'ariv? Voboilamim Hashkivenu, the Rabban instituted the Bercha of Hashkivenu, which is not related to Gal Yisrael and Kriyashma, which is about the Geula. It's talking about Shmir of night. So it's a hefsek between the geula and the tefillah of Meir. Eila, rather, kivin to the kinyan rabban ashkiveinu, kegula richtudam, rather, since they instituted the bracha, it's like part of the geula, the birchas geula of Kriyishma. So hachinami kivin to the rabban betvila ketvila richtudam, and therefore, the bracha of Yilirotzen also is not considered interruption because it's considered an extension of the Shemayin Esrei. Now the Gemara discusses the statement we said about Yilirotzen after the Shemayin Esrei, and Hashem Sefasei before, the Gemara asked Mechti. Let us see. Hai yiyu l'ratzin imre fi, this request of let it be willing the words of my mouth, mashma l'b'sayif, or mashma ikara, the be'in l'meimer. It would be a statement that could be said before Shemayin Esrei, that Hashem, whatever I'm going to say, should be willing, and it could be said after, post the Shemayin Esrei. So, my time at tekni rabbanu l'achu yudches brachas, lemer meikar. Why do we only wait till after we say Shemayin Esrei to say it? Let us say before we start Shemayin Esrei that it should be like pre-opting it out, and therefore it's a request we should say before we say Shemayin Esrei. Since David HaMelech himself did not say this pasuk until after 18 parashas of Tehillim, that's why the Chacham were masakin it after the Yudches brachas, the Shemayin Esrei, the 18 brachas of the Shemayin Esrei, only after it. The Gemara asks, "Han Yudches, Yudches Avin?" That pasuk came after 19 parakim of Tehillim, not after 18. The Gemara says, "Ashi ha'ish v'lam arok shagayim," which are the first two parakim of Tehillim. It's really one parasha of Tehillim. It's one parak. It's not really two. And he proves it as follows. There was 103 parakim, parashas of Tehillim, that David HaMelech said. And he had never said hallelujah until he saw the downfall of the evil ones. As it says in the pasuk, that the sinners were totally erased from the earth. And the wicked will be no more. Bless my soul, Hashem Hallelujah. So you see that it was he only said Hallelujah after the total erasing of the evil people. To which the Gemara asks, Hanikov Gimel Kov Tal Havyin. What does it mean after 103 Prakim? It was after 104. So we see in that statement that not from Shimon ben Pazi that the first two Prakim are not really two parshas, they're really one parsha. And we continue on to the beginning of Daf Yud on the top. They're called Parsha Shahis Chaviv al David. Every parsha, every parak of Tilm that was precious to David, Pasach Baba Ashrei, V'sayim Baba Ashrei. He began with the words Ashrei, the praiseworthy, and he ended with Ashrei. Pasach Baba Ashrei, Dechsev Asher Ish. He began the first parak of Tilm with the words Asher Ish. V'sayim Baba Ashrei, and he ended with Ashrei, Dechsev Ashrei Kol Chayseh, by the praiseworthy are all that trust in him. We see from that same statement, that's the end of parak Beis. So obviously, the same idea that we said before, from all these three statements, we see that the first two parakim of Tehillim are really one parak, and that's why it begins with Ashrei in the beginning of the first, and ends with Ashrei in the beginning at the end of the second. However, the Mefarshim do say that currently, since we have 19 brachas, because we added on the bracha of for the Oivim and Sheva Oiv Machnia Zaydim, so therefore the first two parakim are split into two to have that same idea that it's going to be now at Yil Ratzin after 19 parakim, just like we have after 19 brachas in Shemayna Esrei. So again, it's the same idea that we see, that it's Asher Kol Chayseh Bo is the end of Lama Rog Shugayim. Although it's the end of the second parak, we consider it the end of the first parak. However, Tosis does say that what does it mean every parasha that was Chav to David, he began with Asher and ended with Asher. There is no other parak in Tehillim that begins with Asher and ends with Asher, only that one. So Tosis doesn't mean necessarily that it began with the word Asher and ended with the word Asher. Rather, when you have a Chasima Me'im Pesich, when the ending is like the beginning, as it Perek Kuf Mem Hei in Tehillim, it starts with Tehillah, and it ends with Tehillah, Tehillah Seshem Yidabepi, and many other parashas that begin with Hallelujah and end with Hallelujah, those are the parashas that were Chavit to David, and that's why he ended with the theme that he began with.